No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Keith. Well, he's running late. He's flying right now, so he's going to join us a little bit later on. As we navigate the latest aviation news and information. But I do have Captain Dennis with me, who has posted some pictures up at JustPlaneRadio.com of his latest install project for his Mooney. And I don't know, it looks like a mess right now, Dennis, but you're still happy with the progress. Am I right?
I'm very pleased with the progress. I mean, you can't bake a cake without busting a few eggs. Well, that's clearly the point we're at right now. I mean, it looks like this will never go back together, but I'm confident that it will be just outstanding when we're done.
Well, I have no idea what's going to end up happening, but I have a feeling I do feel good about it because I know I trust Dennis's mechanic or avionics installer there. He has quite a track record, so I know he's going to be able to put this monstrosity back together. But I also know the quality of gear that we're putting into Dennis's airplane is top notch, and we got Mitch Biggs right now from Avadyn, who was actually hanging out at the Helio Expo this week on Just Plane Radio. Mitch, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, guys. I'm doing great. This rotor wing crowd's a little different, but it's fun to get into the helicopter business.
Yes, you can't hear it because he sounds very quiet. I think he slipped into like a closet or something with a bunch of brooms and stuff. I mean that is a loud show. It's a big show and a lot of people and stuff going out in Vegas this week. So, but I do appreciate you taking the time to join us, Mitch. And you know, I know. Obviously, Dennis is excited. We're all excited for him when he puts in this new Avadyn gear. And we've talked about it a little bit, but what can you tell us about what's going into Dennis's Mooney?
Sure. I mean, obviously, he's picked a couple of pieces that are outside of our swim lane. But fundamentally, what Avadyn really strives on is an alternative solution to the old Garmin GNS legacy products. There's 120,000 of those out there in the market. And if you go the Garmin way, you go with a GTN 650 or a GTN 750, and you have to go through a whole panel install like what Dennis is doing, and a lot of our customers do exactly what Dennis is doing, but what we do is offer an alternative to that GTN 650 and 750, which is called our IFD series. And we have a 4 series and a 5 series. The 4 series goes in where the old legacy Garmin 430 was, and they all are WAAS equipped radios, and it's the cornerstone of the ADS-B environment. And it gives you tremendous situational awareness. You'll know where your traffic is, you'll know where the weather is, and our box we like to think is a lot more intuitive. Rather than going down a rabbit hole of an app like the GTN is, you're always one or two button clicks away from the next radio frequency, a rerouting procedure that that ATC may be giving you, or if you want to know where your nearest airport is, or look at the traffic like I mentioned before, the weather, it's always one or two button clicks away, and it tries to predict the next move that the pilot's going to make to reduce the workload on the pilot, especially in hard IFR. So that's it in a nutshell. It's a really impressive product, and I can't wait for Dennis to get airborne and really understand the difference.
Well, I know he agrees with you on that. And I got to ask, though, are you promoting the same thing and sharing that same kind of gear with the folks at the Helio Expo this week as well in Vegas? I mean, same type of gear or what?
Absolutely. So the interesting thing is and Dennis will have to make sure Kurt has the latest download. We just released our software version for the IFD, which is called 10.2.1. So that's an upgrade from the 10.2. 2, which was really popular almost a year ago. We released that on March 6th. And this new fully featured, it squashed some bugs, but it fundamentally gave birth to this whole helicopter group. We've changed, they have a different tray because of the vibration, but they also have the opportunity to go in to find out where all the helipads are, heliports. We gave them SIDS, STARS, and instrument approaches in their helicopters. And what's really common, especially in a helicopter, more so than in fixed wing, is you can't really take your hand off the cyclic or the throttle, or they're always hands-on. So you can preset comm frequencies, and just with a flick of a button on the stick, you can really quickly go through ground, tower, approach control, and all of those things with presets. If you stay in like helicopters do, they're not big cross-country machines. They typically are in a certain geographical area where they have all the same common preset frequencies.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Dennis, you got that new update? Yeah, are you set?
I'll make sure we get it installed here before I get the airplane back.
Yeah. And as far as all the, you know, where are you at in the process at this moment? I know you've said you've taken all the gear out and got it registered with Avidyn and done that. And when have you just handed it to the installer or what?
Actually, Mitch had it shipped directly to their shop, so I've been having to go sneak into the back room and see where they're at. But I was just up there just before we started taping, and they were finishing up the wiring harnesses and getting things ready to start mounting back in the airplane. So I'm hoping very early next week I will have a airplane, something that resembles an airplane again.
Yeah.
Instead of just a pile of parts on three buffet tables.
In a project like this, Mitch, you know, for someone like Dennis, who's doing pretty much a major overhaul of the avionics, I mean, but it sounds like, you know, once you have the gear, you got a good mechanic there. You can do this in about a week or 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at the tops. Is that average, or is it usually a little longer than that, or what?
Yeah, there's really two journeys that the customer goes on. One is what Dennis is doing, and that's really a panel refresh where you really do surgery on your airplane. And it is a little, it's an emotional thing to go and look at your airplane all torn apart and seeing all nothing but wires. You're like, oh my gosh, I'll never get this thing airborne again. And you know, that's one. And the other one, which is really our sweet spot as well, is for all those people that have a Garmin out there that is, you know, has a sticky button, or they haven't upgraded to WAS or whatever. Literally, it takes longer to sign off the logbooks than it does to replace our unit. It slides into the same tray, same pinouts, same configuration pages, and they can have it done in under an hour. And so that's a lot less intrusive. And as those units get longer and longer in the tooth and Garmin is not able to service them, and people have already solved for the ADS-B problem and the GPS piece goes away, then we're the slam dunk replacement to go right into that panel and slide right in the tray. So to answer your question, there's really two paths. One is quick and easy, is what was really our forte. And the other one is the centerpiece of a panel upgrade. And that whole ADS-B solution, we feel the cornerstone is a WAS GPS comm nav system that is going to give you all the situational awareness that you're going to need.
Hmm. So what do you think after this, Dennis? Are you going to have to upgrade anything else, or are you done?
I don't think there's anything else I can put in there. The only thing we kept out of the original avionics suite was the DME, and only because, well, why not? You know, we may as well just leave it. It's not doing anything. So everything else has been replaced and upgraded. We're getting, you know, two brand new IFD navigators. We're getting the new audio panels. We've got stereo and Bluetooth now. So we get the in-flight entertainment for the passengers. You can pick up a clearance from ATC while on the ground without having to shut down and run into the FBO and make a phone call to get that clearance. It's pretty good. I mean,
okay.
We may wind up adding a traffic interface at some point, so I can, you know, get some of the in-flight weather directly on the Avidyn displays. But for right now, I'm going to continue to use the iPad for providing all that.
And, I don't know, Mitch. I wonder, is there anything else you can sell them?
Yeah, certainly warranty, because you want this thing to go forever and not have to pay for it. So
that'll be down
the road. But you know, we do have the industry standard 4-year warranty right out of the box, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, it is. Avidyn.com, you can go there and check out all this stuff. And, of course, we're going to cover this process even more in depth as the weeks progress. Really, next week, actually. He might have his plane back and flying it by showtime next Saturday. I can't wait. So, yeah, and Mitch, are you going to join him in his airplane and go for an inaugural ride with his new Avidyn gear, you think, or what?
I'm sure I'll find a way to cross paths. The Mooniacs are an important demographic for us. We think we have a great story for them as they're going through the whole decision process that Dennis is going through. And, you know, I'm on the road quite a bit. It's already show season. And so I'm sure we'll be able to cross paths and get airborne and have some fun with it.
Well, Sun and Fun is the plan to debut his plane, at least down here in Florida. Hopefully I'll get him down earlier to go. But I don't know, Mooniacs, I never heard that term. Is that a real term, or did you just make it up?
No, that's us.
That is Mooniacs. That's what they call the club of Mooney
owners.
I got
a t-shirt that says it.
Well, there you go. Golly. See, you learn something every day on this show. I love it. So, yeah. Well, I'm excited for him because he's going to be flying me down to the Caribbean and stuff. So I'm really excited about all these upgrades. And, Mitch, we appreciate you checking in from the Helio Expo, and we'll let you get back to all your helicopter friends and talk to you again real soon, okay?
I certainly appreciate the plug-in, and I look forward to joining you guys on the journey as we go forward. So, yeah. You know, trust me, Dennis, it looks ominous right now, but you're going to love it once Kurt puts it together, and you're going to have a lot of fun flying it.
It's only going to get better.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, more coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Flying away, is that a bad thing?
Only if you're a human being.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, Captain Dennis, helping me out right now. He's ecstatic. Well, because he knows he's just days away from getting his airplane back. His Mooney. He's a Mooniac, as we just learned. And he's having this avionics overhaul with Avidyne helping out. Mitch, by the way, is going to join us again here on the show here in a couple weeks. And not only does he work for Avidyne and rep them, obviously, very well, he also has an extensive amount of military flying experience in the industry and all kinds of stuff. And we are going to definitely travel with him through that journey here on a future episode of Just Plane Radio. But I had to let him get back to the Helio Expo. That's big money, and he has to make a few bucks. So I didn't want to keep him around, you know, wasting time with us. You know what I'm saying, Dennis?
I do.
Yeah. So we got.
But I think he probably had as much fun with us as he does with all the rotor heads down there.
Okay. Maybe, if you say
you
so.
You know what they say about helicopters, you know, thousands of parts flying in close formation with an oil leak, right?
Yeah. Okay. That doesn't sound very like a good place to be then when you say that. It's like you want to be as far away from that as possible because that stuff starts flying off, doesn't it?
Yep, something.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so we're not there, but we wish them the best. And that is a pretty cool show. Have you ever been to the Helio Expo, by the way?
I have not. I mean, that many helicopters and in Vegas, that sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, well, it bounces between Vegas and Orlando. So when it's in Orlando, yeah. I have a tendency to run down there for a day and take a look. And it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty awe-inspiring presentations there because some of the helicopters, I mean, sure, you get like the Bell helicopters and the typical, you know, entry-level news copters you see, but then they get into these whole luxury flying helicopters that can carry like 20 people, and they're like mini airplanes and like first-class
accommodation. I suppose those are the ones that are probably heading out to the oil rigs and stuff, bringing crews to and from. And
I guess. I don't know. It's definitely outside of you know, my lifestyle, unfortunately. But someday.
Well, you got to work on getting your fixed wing first, Greg.
I do.
And you know, with the latest news, you know, it sounds like ATC privatization is off the table. They're not, Schuster is no longer pursuing it. At least for now.
Yeah.
So,
it was all last week because we were talking about it, and we had Tom Haynes from AOPA, and he was saying, hey, we're going to orchestrate an email campaign. Please participate. And they did that. I raised a little hell about it, and he dropped his effort a little bit, it looks like. So, it worked.
Well, and now it worked.
Yeah.
But now AOPA's got a whole bunch of people that aren't that busy. So, I think maybe we should get them to start motivating you to get your medical back.
What, start emailing me? Like, Greg, get off your ass.
Yes, absolutely. Heck, let's put out, get the listeners to start emailing you every day. Greg,
have you seen how many emails I get from Mean Dude alone? I don't need
it. Yeah, I'm copied on him.
Yeah. Yeah, you are, aren't you? Yeah.
Yes,
I really don't need any more motivation in that regard, but if you so choose, feel free to do so through justplainradio.com. I'm going to get my ticket. It's going to happen. But I got to, you know, work through some things, and that's what I'm doing. My next step is I'm going to be reaching out to AOPA through their medical services thing to get my exemption for the open heart surgery I had about, you know, a year and a half ago, 2 years, whatever.
All right, so let's get a date. Let's get that on the calendar. Because you keep saying you're going to. Let's get a deadline.
Okay, the date is on the calendar. I will commit to that much right now. So
what
beyond
year?
That, this year. It's going to happen.
Okay.
This is going to be a fun summer for sure. And just the fact that you have your Mooney, you know, being overhauled right now. And when you fly it down to Florida to pick me up and we go to places, man, that's going to be a huge motivation for me. That's going to inspire me, Dennis. You are going to be an ambassador for me. You hear what I'm saying?
I do. And so I just want you to be able to fully take advantage of that. It'd be kind of nice for you to be able to log that time as a private pilot in command.
Well, it would be. And then turn me into a Mooniac? Is that what would happen or what?
Worst things could happen.
Yeah. So Mooniac is only if you own it, though, I guess. I can't be
Mooney enthusiast. In fact, I ran into a
Mooniac. Whoa, hold on. I do not want to be a Mooney enthusiast. I want to be a Mooniac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to own one to be a Mooniac.
Okay. Well, yeah. What is the threshold to receive that designation?
Well, I would say that, like the gentleman I ran into a couple of weeks ago at the airport, I saw he had a T-shirt of a Mooney, and I was like, "Oh, do you own one?" No, I just absolutely love them. I've never flown in one before. Well, give me a week or two, and we'll fix that.
And then you looked at a Mooniac, and then you had your secret handshake and whole thing.
There is, yep. Yeah, okay. We can't share that with you though until you get the shirt.
Understood. Right. Okay. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Now, I will say, you know, you're having all this Avidyne gear put in, but you're also having the Apario gear put in as well. And so what does what? I mean, the Avidyne stuff is the avionics, right?
Right.
And then
the Avidyne's our movie map. It's our communications radio. It's the VOR and ILS receiver. You know, it's the complete navigation package. Every nav aid we want to use is covered with the Avidyne system. Mm-hmm. But what started this whole project off was the Apario upgrade. I needed to have ADS-B compliance because I live close to the Minneapolis airport, and it's required by 2020 that we have ADS-B out. And so what began with a very simple, hey, I'm just going to replace my transponder with this new Apario Stratus ESG, turned into an entire panel overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be ADS-B compliant. We're going to have four-flight weather and traffic available from the iPad because the Stratus ESGi solution includes a Stratus receiver for ADS-B in as well.
Okay. So, once you get all this stuff in, it's going to be hard to say this right now, but because it's not complete. But this combo of gear that you're putting in is a fairly... it's somewhat economical too, I would think, right? Compared to just going with all new Garmin stuff or whatever or what?
Yeah, it is actually. I was pricing it out when I was looking at this, and with Garmin, the retail per list price of the unit itself is pretty close to what Avidyne list price is. However, Avidyne includes things like Bluetooth, Wi-Fi connectivity,
got more features and maps, and stuff, yeah,
and it's all built in. It's not like, okay, you go and buy all this now. If you want to do your Garmin GTN 650 and you want to be able to connect to it wirelessly with your iPad to push your flight plan,
yeah,
you have to go out and buy a flight stream.
Mm-hmm.
There's another $1,500 and another piece of gear that you have to hook up in your panel, and it's never ending. And right. I like the fact that Avidyne includes all the functionality right out of the box.
Yeah. Yeah, and as far as the Apario stuff, I mean, what do you got to know about that? Is it just kind of plug and play once they install this thing, or what?
Once they install it, it's plug and play. It's your transponder on the dash that you punch in your code from ATC, and it's got the Stratus weather and traffic is integrated right into the device. And in fact, it's actually connecting the Stratus receiver uses the aircraft antenna. So you're going to have better reception than you would if you had a portable ADS-BN solution, since you're going to be able to use the antenna in the belly of the airplane to talk to the ground stations.
Right. Yeah. Once you get all this stuff in, you're a Mooniac, you got the shirt. When you're compliant, you should get a compliant shirt or hat. I'm compliant. Woohoo.
I'll take the $500 rebate check from the FAA.
Okay.
It's called compliant.
That's, you could buy a lot of t-shirts with that. Yep. Print on them, whatever you like. All right, coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. Here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis. And Keith is going to join us here in just a bit. He swears. So you've been plan accordingly, or you've been warned.
You've been warned.
Yeah, exactly. Also, all this stuff you've been hearing us talk about today with Avidyne, Apario, the install of this gear into Dennis's Mooney airplane. It's a Mooney 201. 201. And is being documented at justplaneradio.com. So there's a new post up there. To the right, you should see the headline about Captain Dennis's Mooney, or Captain Dennis is a Mooniac. I don't know what we're putting up there. But we got pictures, because you are documenting this whole tear down and put back together kind of thing. Or was that to document it for justplaneradio.com, or was it to make sure you plug the right cords into the right things?
I think it's a little of both,
yeah.
Because I did actually catch the installer was taking some pictures of some of the hoses and things on the back of the gyros and stuff. That's smart.
It is. But, you want to do that. It might be good to have a backup plan. Because, I saw the one picture of the whole dash tore up, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Those are there are a lot of wires behind your panel.
Yeah, it's terrible. I had no idea. You don't notice it when everything's all buttoned up, but once you start digging in there, it's like, wow, all of these connections going from the different, this is going to the autopilot, this is going to the radio, this is going mm-hmm. over here. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. So Dennis has put together a post, and you see the pictures before, after, during, that kind of thing, and all the links to the different gear that he's putting in. And so, you can get in there and dig a little deeper about what he's doing and how it might apply to your flying vehicle. So if you so choose to follow that similar flight path, that's the idea, at least, right, Dennis?
But be warned, it's gore. It's absolute gore. There's wires and cables everywhere. So if that disturbs you,
the only person it disturbs is the owner, which would be you. So,
yeah, well, and we already know I'm disturbed.
Yeah, well, I didn't even think about this being kind of like therapy for Dennis, but maybe it is. You know, just put it out there for the world to see so, you know, you can
learn from my mistakes.
Suffer together. Yeah, maybe a little bit of that. All right, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Well, that's the craziest video game I've ever seen.
It's actually a flight simulator.
You learning how to fly?
I'm still learning how to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Now joined by Captain Keith. I warned you, he's here. And Dennis has left the building. However, on his way out, he tagged his teammate, Mean Dude, who has filled in for him. So you know, they've switched out. So there's always someone here to bust my balls as much as it's I can take. So, Mean Dude, welcome. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Greg. How are you doing today?
Okay. And then, of course, Keith, howdy.
Howdy.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you guys have to catch up with the rest of the class, but you kind of have an idea what's going on. Or what we've been talking about. One of them has been Dennis's plane, and we've covered that base well enough, so he has nothing else to talk about. So he handed it off to Mean Dude. So what's been
he's
going
pretty
on?
Self-centered.
Yeah. Well,
as
you
long
know.
As you're talking about him and his airplane, he's good. As soon as you turn him off, see ya. Bye.
Yeah. You know, Dennis likes to talk about his plane. I like to talk about me. So we have a lot in common in
yes.
that sense, right?
Okay. Although you do stick around a little bit, where he just kind of walks off.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm more dedicated. To myself. I don't know.
You might have more at stake than Dennis. I'm not sure.
You think? Maybe. Nah, I doubt it. But Mean Dude, you know, he's been pretty active going back and forth with Dennis quite a bit on emails and things and needling me. And maybe that's a better way to put it. He's just been like shooting me these emails like, hey, Greg, I'm training. Where are you at? What are you doing today to further your aviation career? And I'm like, I'm talking about it. And that's about all I got. But so what kind of training you been doing lately there?
I've been trying to get back in the groove with it. I've got an instructor who's been working with me, and we've been doing some circling approaches, some ILS work, some you know just the basics of life here. Trying to get back with it. So
yeah,
been a while for me on the. On the instrument training, so we're getting there.
Okay, so that's what you're working towards. And what part of the country again are you in? Where are you flying?
In North Carolina.
Okay, all right. So the weather's starting to cooperate a little bit more for you as it starts to warm up slightly.
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend, but you know he can read. He can do some reading and stuff for his training, but. Yeah, go ahead.
I spent plenty of time doing the reading for my training. I'm more curious now, Greg. What the heck are you doing, man?
Well, see, I knew this was going to come.
He's talking. He's not reading.
Exactly. Didn't I say that earlier? I'm talking about it. The weather's pretty nice down here, too, this week, so I don't have any weather excuse. But I have some other things I'm working on. But as I said earlier, I'm kind of positioned right now to move forward with my my medical process. I'm actually going to be talking to the guy at AOPA who handles the medical stuff. We're going to cover that on the air.
But so. I thought when you had Tom on last week, you were still talking to him then. What's going on, man?
Well, I am. You know, it's like, you know.
He's talking about talking to him.
Yeah.
Talking about talking to him.
I call him. He calls me. You know, we play voicemail tag, that kind of thing. And I guess I got to make the first voicemail call. But I'm getting there. I am getting okay. there. Okay. I swear it's going to happen. It is. I am committed. And, yeah, we'll leave it where
At
it is.
At least in word.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about some other stuff. What do you guys think about this ATC privatization news that we got this week that the guy dropped his effort there, Keith?
I am
very excited about that.
You're ecstatic. I can see it. Look at him. He's just jumping up and down like a little kid. Woohoo!
That
as much as Keith does.
That's right.
I tend to be a little bit more cautiously optimistic about it on my end, though.
Yeah.
Usually when the government has something like this that disappears, something else winds up back on the table short time later. So.
Yeah, forget about this. Ignore this while we do this over here when you don't know. You know?
Well, so what he's saying, Bill Schuster, he's the one who's been a proponent of this.
Right.
Which is really kind of interesting because he's always been very pro-pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he has dropped this, and of course he's not up for re-election anymore, so... now he's going for what really should be done, which is the extended bill to get funding and keep the FAA on track.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really needs to be taking place.
Yeah.
We don't need to have this rabbit trail of trying to get the ATC privatized.
They should be separate issues altogether and separate fights.
Let's focus on getting the FAA straightened out to where they need to be. I mean, we are so short of FAA examiners and inspectors, and you know, things are kind of falling apart.
Yeah.
They need to get refocused.
Well, you know, and we've been seeing that in other issues, too, whether it's the gun control thing and whether you have, no matter how you fall on that issue. I mean, you see that playing out on the news every day right now, where when they're trying to pass this bill or discuss this immigration thing or whatever, it's like all these different factions are throwing in these little, issues or things that end up derailing the overall idea that they, you know, on something that they actually can agree on. So it does seem to be bogging up the work, so to speak. So maybe we'll see if this is a more permanent, you know, fix, or at least, you know, we won't have to deal with this for a while. I mean, it's a good thing, because last week, I mean, Tom Haines from AOPA, you heard it too. I mean, dude, he was a little kind of ringing the alarm, you know, like, hey, we better wake up. They're right. Coming after us, and they kind of blindsided us a little bit. Did you get that feeling too from listening there, mean dude?
Yeah, that's the way I understood it. In fact, I had my congressman on speed dial at that point and was all ready to go. And then
there you go. Yeah,
I got to hear the other day that it went away.
Yeah, well, it worked. All the calls. I mean, they had quite an effort underway, and the reaction from, you know, members and pilots and stuff. I saw some pretty crazy numbers. People did wake up and make some noise, and maybe that's what caused them to actually like, okay, all right, hold off. You know, let's not deal with this for now. So that's a good thing. Now,
so now we have to wait and see who replaces Schuster in that position and see what happens there. So it's not completely gone.
No, definitely
as
not.
It never is, but at least it is for right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
At least we could take a breather for right now and kind of regroup.
Yeah. So we'll see where that goes. Now, there was some other stuff, though. The pilot of Trump, is that what you were telling me before we went on today, Keith? What happened?
This is his name is John Duncan, and he's the gentleman that flies Trump. Prior to him, Trump getting elected president, because now he's flown in Air Force One by the military pilots. But
yeah.
When he was, for instance, when Trump was doing his...
tours.
His tours.
In the Trump plane.
In the Trump plane.
So he's the pilot in command of the Trump plane.
Correct. And Donald Trump really thinks an awful lot of John Duncan. He's got a tremendous respect for him. And so he has suggested that John Duncan is on the short list to follow Mr. Horta.
Really?
As the administrator of the FAA.
Hmm. Well, how do you feel about that, Keith?
Well, I don't know John Duncan personally, but John has some pilot experience. Horta does not.
Ah, good point. That's right. That was kind of an issue when he took over control,
right.
Wasn't it?
It was.
People were questioning that decision. So, you know, having that experience, I would think he would be a little bit more relatable to definitely pilots' needs. Now, whether that leans more towards commercial versus private, I don't know. I mean, he's private, right?
Well, he's private, but, you know, he flies some very large aircraft.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's got a background in aviation, so he knows from very small private airplanes to all the way through the airline industry. So he's very well familiarized with the system, mm-hmm. knows what has to take place. whereas Horta has to pretty much rely on what everybody else tells him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he seemed like a pretty nice guy. I did talk to him, and we saw him speak. I think it was NBAA, one of the shows or something. And I was like, well, he seems like a pretty, you know, well-informed guy from what, you know, at least from his speech that he gave that I saw. But, yeah, you would always think that personal experience would play better for everybody, you know, just for their peace of mind, thinking like, okay, at least this guy, we know he has some experience. Yeah, we may not be sure about his political connections, you know, depending on what side of the fence you fall on that. But, hey, I don't know. I don't know. I feel pretty good about that. Mean Dude, you have any comments or concerns one way or another? What do you think about something like that?
Hey, I think it'd be great to get a pilot in the chair, but, you know, part of me has to think this guy doesn't know that inside track around D.C., and that could be some problems.
Well, true, yeah.
I mean, well, Trump didn't either.
Well, that's right.
This is true.
Yeah.
And he's done quite an interesting job of everything. I guess you either love the guy or you hate the guy.
Yeah, right? Well, that's true, yeah. You can take that both ways.
Well, it came out this week that his approval ratings are higher than what Obama's were at this particular point in his presidency.
Well, there you go. All right. He's paying off the right people, I guess.
I guess.
We'll just leave that one where it lies. All right. Look, more coming up on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Level her off. Good job.
You hear that? Flawless. It makes sense. This is second nature. I've logged a lot of remote control hours. Gus, what would you say is harder, RC or the real thing?
The real thing.
Tough call.
I'm flying across the ocean, back home to the one that I love so much. Listen.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith. And Mean Dude has joined us, for a bit today. And, if you're not familiar with him, he's the guy who keeps emailing me and busting me pretty good and saying, come on, get off your butt, learn to fly, you idiot. In a nutshell, right?
I'm Greg's aviation stalker.
Yeah, okay. Well, that way. But he's motivating me through negative reinforcement. Maybe something like that. Is that?
I haven't seen any of it working yet.
Yeah.
All right. Money works. Money. Throw cash my way. There you go. That would be. Just give me Keith's credit card. That'll be enough to make everything happen.
Hey, what about an AOPA scholarship?
You know what? I thought about that, and then I mentioned it to Tom Haines, and he just kind of chuckled.
Greg's always looking for a handout.
Aren't we all?
I am not.
Oh, you are a liar. Anyway, let's talk about me.
Why you always look at my credit card?
Because I know Ed. I know he won't. I don't even know if he has one. He doesn't have a passport, so he probably doesn't have a credit card either. I just assume as much. Anyway.
You'll enjoy it a lot more if you work for it.
Well, that may be, but that'd be too much work. So it's a four-letter word we shouldn't say on the air. Anyway, Mean Dude, let's talk about.
I could say something, but it would start a political war.
Yes, don't do it. You're flying what exactly? You're trying to get your IFR right now, correct?
That's where I am right now.
So
correct.
The plane you have is what exactly?
It is a 1959 Cessna 172, and I refer to it as Mean Dude 1.
Mean Dude 1, I like it. And then as far as what you're doing with this plane, are you just doing it to play around right now and learn, or do you have a mission in mind or ultimate plan once you get all these certifications that you hope to achieve?
The big final plan is to have my own flight school at the end of the day and offer instruction, mainly as a weekend job and a semi-retirement kind of gig.
Really?
Going forward, yeah.
So you actually want to open up a flight school?
Well, and maybe not what you'd call a flight school. It'd be more of just Mean Dude in an airplane giving instruction at the airport during the weekends and maybe as a retirement kind of gig for me to kind of close out my work life with.
Okay. Well, I've never considered that career path, but that's very similar in the diving industry.
You can't.
Well, I can't now until I get that certification, but I've never kind of heard this story of someone saying, hey, I wanted to learn how to fly so I could, enjoy this activity, and then I could do a little teaching on the side just for fun, like an independent instructor of a dive instructor, which is, I'm that. I can do that for diving. But is that pretty common, Keith?
It is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess I guess we've heard about that, but we haven't really talked about that. Path, and really you're looking to do it just to kind of write off your, fun flying time? Or is it something you really feel that you have a calling to do is to teach, Don? What do you think?
Well, it's something I feel like there's a calling there for. I dreamed about doing this years and years ago when I was a whole lot younger. I actually soloed when I was 16 years old. I'm 47 now, and just at a point in my life where I want to see a change, before I go ahead and retire and don't have those years anymore. So that's the end goal. That's what I'm striving towards.
I'll tell you what, that does not sound very mean. That sounds more noble than mean to me. I was like, what happened to this guy? Where'd he go? He's too nice.
Dang it, Greg. I've got to work harder. I'll stay at it. I'll keep working harder.
Well, okay. So this IFR
thing. I didn't bring it last time, and I didn't bring it this time. So I'll get to it.
Well, it's coming. I have no doubt. It's usually an email form is what I get, and I say, like, gosh, he is.
Are you saying he's only talk?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying he likes to do it on email more than he likes to say it verbally. Which it's fine. I understand. But this IFR training.
You don't know what he just did during the break.
Yeah, well, true. Yeah, he said, give me a minute, guys. I got to go rough up an employee or something like that. I don't know. And I was like, all right. And then we heard some screaming, some glass breaking and stuff like that, but we're not going to judge, Mean Dude. So,
no, but then he comes back and he's all calm and collected. And,
yeah. Well, better him get his aggression out on those guys than us. So
I closed the door so you guys wouldn't have to hear the weeping and the gnashing of teeth in the other room.
Actually, I kind of like that. It adds ambiance. To where you are residing. But regardless, this IFR training that you're currently going through right now, so is this more of kind of like a refresher for you? Because you said you soloed when you're 16 years old?
So here comes the whole Mean Dude story. Soloed when I was 16 years old. became the kid who had the car, and didn't do a whole lot more with my training after that. It, you know, went more into just living my life and having a blast at 16, which was a big mistake. You know, 16, 17, those years there were pretty much wasted. Mm-hmm. So five kids, and a lot of years later, finally we managed to go ahead and get my private license, and now I'm trying to get myself back on track to do the rest of what I dreamed of doing.
I got
35 years ago.
All right, so you had this dream many, many years ago, and now that you got, you know, some life out of the way, it's given you a little bit more focus to get back on track in that regard. So if he's doing his IFR now, he still has quite a bit of flying time to go before you get to the point where he could start teaching. Am I right there, Keith?
Well, he's got to finish his instrument rating, and then he has to get at least a single-engine commercial rating and a CFI.
Yeah, so that would probably be what? If you were going hardcore, it'd take at least a year, wouldn't it?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. Are you planning to do it that quick, or are you just going to take it at a nice leisurely pace there, mean dude? What do you think?
I figure I got another 2 to 3 years before I can put the letter CFI behind my name.
Okay. Well, I think that's that sounds like a pretty good plan.
Do you have some pretty good support at home?
She shakes her fist when she sees the money go out the door, but she understands.
They have that universal gesture they make. When I think that's universal for all spouses when it comes to this.
You just have to buy them little gifts now and then.
Little gifts.
A bit more frequently. And
diamonds. Yeah, okay. And on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.